This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continued to pound Gaza on Wednesday before sundown. Israel last week ordered some 1.1 million people in Gaza, almost half the population, to move south as it prepares for a ground offensive in retaliation for the worst Hamas attack on civilians in Israel's 75-year-old history. Israel has called up a record 360,000 reservists and has been bombarding the tiny enclave nonstop following Hamas's assault on southern Israel on October 7th, which killed about 1,400 people, mostly civilians. U.S. intelligence believes for now Israel was not responsible for Tuesday's Gaza's hospital blast that killed hundreds of Palestinians. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Officials in Gaza had quickly blamed an airstrike by Israel, which denied involvement, saying it was instead a missile misfire by the militant group Islamic Jihad, which also denied it. In Israel this morning with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
President Biden said Pentagon data showed it was not likely a strike by Israel. The White House National Security Council now says analysis of imagery, intercepts, and other information shows Israel is not to blame, though the U.S. is still collecting evidence. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel says it will allow Egypt to deliver limited quantities of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, the first crack in a 10-day seal on the territory. Palestinians are still reeling from the massive blast at the Gaza City hospital the day before and growing increasingly desperate as food and water supplies run.